Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Late Night Girls. How you doing? I'm your girl Marie to be. Unfortunately, Jen is not with us on tonight. She is out gallivanting, you know, traveling somewhere high above the seas. So she'll be back with us on next week. Hopefully everyone has had a fantabulous day, and I'm hoping that everyone can hear me quite well. I don't know. Sometimes I like hear these sounds and I'm like, can people hear that? Are they like, I don't know. So if you're out there, if you're on my Facebook page, if you got my number, text me, let me know I'm sounding all right. Okay. So what is going on, everybody? Oh, first of all, you know, it really has been a great week so far. It's only Tuesday. Woke up ready to go to work on Monday, and that's normally not like me. I'm not like, oh, Mondays. Yeah. Anyway, but we're going to turn that around. You know, Monday has to be a great day. Every day has to be a great day. And it's really about what you make of it. Like, for real, people. Like, no more complaining. We're just going to get up. We're going to look good, first of all. It starts with how you are looking. How you are looking affects how you feel. So get up and put on your best outfit on Monday. Get your clothes out the night before on a Sunday. I know, that's a little bit extra work for some of y'all. I understand. I feel you because I be feeling the same way. But I just want to let you know it's worth it. Yes, it is. I had a great weekend this past weekend. Got a lot of stuff done, chilled out. You know what, now I'm starting to, like, not remember. But I know it was a great weekend. Church was great. Let me tell you something. I love my church family. Winning Word, Church of Christ, shout out to my church and my pastor, Jamal Newton and Overseer Ezekiel Newton. Like, seriously, I love my First Lady, Key Newton. No, I'll say Kiana Newton. I love them. I really do. And, you know, it's so important that you find a church family that you feel comfortable with. And that's why I haven't left all these years. And that you're also getting the word, you know, from, and that you know they are real people. And that's important. It really is. So I love my church family. Shout out to you guys. So listen, there's a lot coming up. There's a lot going on this week, this month. First of all, I'm going to say this. If you don't know, there's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's really sad that all the people that are dying, you know, from not only breast cancer, but cancer in general, right? There's just so much happening in this world. People, you've got to take care of yourself. Of course, you don't know how certain cancers come upon you, but at least do what you can right now to prevent anything else, any other diseases and sicknesses. And, you know, of course, again, there's some things you can help, but there are things that you can help with: your high blood pressure, your vision sometimes, your weight, diabetes, things like that. So just make sure you stay on top of yourself, on top of your health, you know, to try to live as long as you possibly can. Stop eating all these fast food places. Like, I really have to get over eating, like, McDonald's with my son now. Like, we don't even eat that. If we do get the chicken. And even sometimes I'm like, this ain't even real chicken. And I seen people smoke a french fry on YouTube. And I seen people smoking a french fry, I'm like, oh, my gosh, from McDonald's. So just be careful what you put inside of your bodies. Like, oh my gosh, it really does affect you in the long run. I'm wondering why this generation is so crazy and their mind is all messed up because you're putting all these toxins and these chemicals in your body. Oh my gosh, I just can't take it. I just can't take it. Anyway, Jen, if you're listening, we miss you, girl. I know you can't listen on the plane unless you got that Wi-Fi going on, and sometimes I know you do. So, you know what? This is a great time to just travel and get away, do things that you haven't done before because life is short. You never know when your time is going to come. I'm sorry. I hate to say this, y'all. I'm not trying to put a damper, you know, on y'all's spirit right now, but I'm serious. This is encouragement for you to go out and live life. Live your best life. Do what it do. Have fun. Let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. It's, you know, it's time out for that. It's time for you to start living life for yourself. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tis. Okay, this is switch subjects real quick, y'all. Oh, did I say that today's Freestyle Tuesday? Yes, it is. Today is Freestyle Tuesday, so you can call in and talk about whatever you want. And I'm going to be talking about whatever I want today and get some things off. Now this is my boy, Fetty Wap, Trap Queen. You know, he is the king. He is the Trap King. He's got his song Trap Queen. But there was a viral video going on around Facebook, right? And it was talking about how Fetty Wap's song 679 says, I'm a devil worshiper. I'm a devil worshiper. It just kind of like says it in the beginning. I was like, first, once I heard it, I was like, wait, no, that's what he said. That is what he said. And I was like, why, Fetty, why? Did you sell your soul, man? So there was a response on Twitter that he had posted saying, oh, y'all have got to be the dumbest ever. You know, that said Remy Boy lifestyle. But if you say Remy Boy lifestyle, like, how do you get that into the motion of I'm a devil worshiper? I don't know. It don't even sound right. I'm still trying to figure out how you can make that correlation. Like, it just, if it said Remy Boy lifestyle and then I'm a devil worshiper, why don't y'all mouth that out to y'all self and see if that even fits, because it don't. And after listening to the song, I kept going back to that same part, and I had like three other people listen, and everybody agreed. Like, it does sound like that's what he said. So then I went, you know, you could always get some entertainment by scrolling down on the Facebook comments. Like, oh, I just be having a field day going down on the Facebook comments. And a lot of people were saying, you know, 1738 that he says in the Trap Queen song in the beginning. Y'all know 1738. So that's my song though. They were like, that's military time, and then once you really in military time, it's 5:38, and there was a scripture from the Bible, the one that says like an eye for an eye, and they were like saying, because you know he has that one eye, right? So it was talking about how he actually gave up his eye for fame. So he sacrificed his eye. He sold his soul to the devil, all a part of the Illuminati, right? I was like, interesting. Now, some of y'all may think it's crazy, but I find some truth to some of this. Now, people are always finding ways to twist things, right? Blow things up, you know. So you know what? It is something to think about, if nothing else. It is a little entertaining as well. And, you know, I said, hey, Fetty Wap might be a devil worshiper. We don't know. He's a rapper talking about trap queens, selling drugs. Wanted to hit it from behind, though, because you're so darn fine, though. Like, he's not talking about God, no way. You know, so why are we so surprised if he was? And you know what? There's always subliminal messages in songs. So that was just one of his ways of sneaking it in on us. Yes, he did. Fetty. You ain't fooling nobody. I'm just saying. Like, seriously, though. But you know what? To each its own, I would hope and pray that he is not a devil worshiper. Maybe it's because I like the song Trap Queen. And just so you know, I've already downloaded the song Trap Queen into my phone and spent a dollar and something on it in iTunes. It will not be deleted, people. It will not be deleted. I mean, every now and then I will pull that song out of the archives and I will listen to it and be just as crunk and turned up as I can possibly be for that 3 minutes or so. And then I will go about my business like I normally do, people. Yes, I will. On another note, Jen and I have, well, let me just say this first. Change is good. Change is inevitable. There will be some changes to this show. I'm not going to spill the beans right now because Jen is not here. So we'll be announcing some new changes on next week. I hope that you'll be, you know, tuning in so you don't miss out during these stages of our change. Change has to come. Change will come. It is going to come. It just, you know, change is good. Change is always for the better. Okay, people? Change is for the better. Some people are afraid of change, and you should not be afraid of change. If anybody wants to call in and say hello, feel free to do so. The number is 323-792-2900. If you have a question for me, the girly girl, yes, that's right, please feel free, okay? So I'm going to play one of my new favorite songs. Y'all might be like, what in the world is your new favorite song? It is. It is my new favorite song. And wait, let's see. No. First of all, I wrote it down here. Oh yeah. This is my new favorite song. It's How Deep Is Your Love, people. How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris and Disciples. So, gonna play that song. And I'll be right back. Please stay tuned with me. Don't leave me hanging by myself. How deep is your love, y'all? Late Night Girls.
I want you to breathe me. Let me be your air. Let me roam your body freely. No inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? How deep is your love? Is it like nirvana? Hit me harder.
All right, welcome back. That was How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris and Disciples, one of my new favorite songs, people. Thank you for those of you that are just tuning in. This is the Late Night Girls. I'm by myself tonight. I'm Marie to be. Jen, my girl, will be back next week. She's out having some fun. She's enjoying herself like you should be as well. Live life to the freaking fullest. That's right, baby. Live it to the fullest. Oh, man. So much to talk about. Listen, I'm reading a new book. Well, I've had it for a year. I'm not going to lie. But it's new to me because I just started. It's called Girl Boss by Sophia Amoruso. She's the founder and CEO of Nasty Gal. Nasty Gal Vintage. Yes, they're a little bit pricey. I see some things on there that I can't afford. Some I can, some I can't. Some I just don't care to spend my money on. But the point of this is this woman is like the bomb boss, girl boss, businesswoman, CEO. And you know what? It's important to learn from others who are doing what you do and want to do. They are in the level that you want to be on, in the place that you see yourself in the future. So start reading some books, people. What are you reading? What are you feeding your soul, your spirit, your mind? Another great read is The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life by Marita Baiti. That's right. Yes. Shameless plug, as always. You got to do it. You got to do it. Listen, if you're not following me on Instagram and Twitter, make sure you do so at Marita B, M-E-R-I-E-T-A-B. I'm also on Facebook at Marita B. Come on now. Follow me for some fashion, fun, silliness, business, a mix of everything, you know, inspiration, girls and guys. But I cater to more of the women, you know, more of the girly girls. They don't follow. It's okay. I love you anyway. Oh, let's talk about this. If you're on Periscope, right? I am on Periscope, and there are some crazies out there on Periscope. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, Periscope is live broadcasting. I get people that tune in from all over the world that actually listen to my crazy broadcast sometimes. People be tripping on there, and I told them today, I said, listen, don't be making those comments, nasty comments, don't say no bad words on my scopes. And I said, you know what? You can kick yourself right on out because I don't need everybody to follow me. I don't. I don't need the crazies to follow me. If you're going to talk junk and mess and not have anything, you know, of substance to say on my scope, then get the heck off. You know, that's just it. And, you know, some people get mad because people unfollow them and don't like them. That's okay. It is okay. You don't have to like me. Like, I don't want you to like me that much. You don't have to, okay? It's all right. You don't have to like me. I am still going to be me. And there are people that are supposed to like me and can deal with me, then that is okay. You're the ones that can stay. I love you. I really do. It's okay. So I'm cracking myself up because right now I'm on Instagram. And I posted this pic that says, I keep it 99 because I be lying sometimes. Now, you know, I always encourage you to tell the truth, be honest, stop lying. I talk about that in my book. But you know what? All these people are out here talking about, I keep it 100, right? 100%. Like, they just tell the truth all the freaking time. And they know they lying. They lying right there. So they are now in the 99. They are 99. Don't say, I keep it 100. Say, you say you keep it 99. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say, I keep it 100. Because there might be a little small white lie, and I even discourage you to tell that. But I don't feel like anybody is 100% truthful all the time. So just say, you know what, I keep it 99. I keep it 99. I'm going to keep it 99, and hopefully you will keep it 99 too, right? I thought it was a trip, though. Just some little social media tidbits for you guys. And, you know, this doesn't have to apply to only social media people. This can apply to your life in general, right? Okay, are you ready? Are you listening? I hope y'all are listening. I heard a little clicking sound. Okay, well, we hope that's all right now. I hope I'm still with you guys. So three things to keep private, people. These are the top three things to keep private. Number one, drum roll, please. Yes, yes, yes. One is your love life. Keep your love life private, especially on social media. One minute you're happy, one minute you're sad. One minute you're up, one minute you're down. Oh my gosh. Listen, we don't really need to know who you're with every second, because especially if you're not consistent with the person that you're with, you don't need to put your business out there because people are going to be talking. Number two of three, income. Don't be telling these Negroes how much you make. No, they don't need to know that. They just don't. I'm sorry, boo. They just don't need to know how much you make all the time. They don't need to know so they can be asking you, let me hold something. Let me borrow $20 real quick till next week. I don't got it. It's not even I don't. It's I don't got it. And I know my proper grammar. Thank you very much. So number three, your next move. You don't have to tell everybody what you're about to do next. Your next business move, your next move in life, period. People just don't need to know where you're about to go, what you're about to do. They don't need to know. Let them find out when you get there. And they'll be like, oh, I didn't know you was about to do that. That's all right. Yep. I was working on it for a while. And that is okay. Keep people in suspense, especially if they aren't your close friends. I wouldn't even tell family half the time. But those are the top three things to keep private, people. Your love life, your income, and your next move. Because, one, you don't know who's for you or against you. The Bible says to trust no man. And you know what? It's true. Don't trust anybody. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, your cousin, brother, even your best friend. I mean, you know, just be careful, because you cannot trust, because everybody does not have your back. Everybody does not have your best interest at heart. And it's interest at heart, yeah, and it's just, it's true. And that also, when you keep those things away from social media, it shows maturity. Thank you, Jose Candelario, for posting that earlier. Thank you. Also, if you're not following the Minority Report, then you should, because I'm one of the TV hosts on there. I heard the last episode we did was great, but you know what? I haven't even seen it. People told me they saw me last night on TV, and I was like, what? I want to see that episode. So it's unofficial, The Minority Report. It's a TV show locally here in New Haven, but you can also catch it when we post the episodes online on the Facebook page. So please stay up to date with that, y'all. I'm telling you, we were having a ball during the last episode. So those come on. We do a live taping monthly. And they show them throughout the month, like four times. So it's like once a week that we're on the air with that show. What else? I know, like I have a, oh my gosh, I have like a list, right, of things. We talked about breast cancer. Yep. Oh, one of the things, right, that you should do. Oh, no. I'm all over the place right now. We're going to do some shout-outs because today is really a special day. Shout-out to my mom. It's her birthday. I think she's 100. No, I'm kidding. She actually looks really good for her age. So shout-out, Mom. Happy birthday. Love you. And there's a couple other people that are on Facebook that have birthdays this month. So happy birthday to you. You know, I don't remember everybody's name who had a birthday. But shout out to all my friends whose birthday was this month. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you will enjoy it. And hopefully you will have many more to come, you know. So, you know. But again, I am going to, let's see. I want to play my other favorite song. I don't know why this is my favorite song. Let me see. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. It is, this is, I love this song. It's What Do You Mean? What Do You Mean, Justin Bieber? Just like, you know, say what you mean kind of thing, right? I guess so, yeah. You know, sometimes us women, we don't say what we want and what we mean in relationships. And we be beating around the bush, trying to throw hints. When, I guess Justin Bieber was like, what do you mean? You said to go left and now you're going right. You said to go up, now you're going down. I don't know. I don't freaking know. Anyway, this is going to be the outro song for tonight. So listen, before I play this, I just want to say, I want to close out like we normally do. Listen, I want you to know, if nobody told you that they loved you on this week, baby, I want you to know that the Late Night Girls love you. Yes, we do. We do. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for tuning in each and every Tuesday. But before you go, enjoy this song. Yes, hunty. Just, I love it. What do you mean? Justin Bieber. Thank you so much for tuning in my house. Time flies. Bye-bye.
What do you mean? Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. Push you up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. Push you up, then you down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Your mind, what do you mean?